Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The United States is formally accusing Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the British Foreign Secretary appearing side by side, both saying sanctions will be announced today. On stage together for the first time, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They are preparing for today's presidential debate in Philadelphia. It'll be 90 minutes long, airing on ABC, no studio audience, and no help from aides on stage. Tropical storm Francine gaining strength and expected to become a hurricane later today. The real threat, the torrential rain, says ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
The rainfall could be 6 to 12 inches. That is a lot of rain really quickly as well. And that is going to slow down. We don't want to sleep on this. Northern Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas could get some rain going through the end of the week as well, flash flooding there.
A strike on a tent camp housing Palestinians in Gaza, killing more than a dozen people overnight. Israel says it was targeting Hamas militants. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport in Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Goodman Community Center is under investigation for financial impropriety. An email went out to supporters where the executive director said they, quote, discovered financial inconsistencies, end quote. It's not clear what those inconsistencies are. She said in the email they've turned over all the information they have to police and hired a forensic accounting firm. She added they made some internal changes in how they protect their money. The nonprofit has been around for 70 years and has nearly 250 employees. And back to school is a great time to talk with kids about mental health. According to the CDC, 42% of teens experience persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. Bellin Health pediatrician Dr. Sherry Hoyman.
Children today, they're going through so many more stressors than we did. I mean, we could play outside and not have to worry about anything.
Hoyman says kids and teens need mental health resources more than ever. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is running in Wisconsin's 18th Senate District. Kristen Alfheim joins us at 11:06. We'll hear what she's hearing about on the campaign trail. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains about myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
I will support modifying the 25th Amendment to make clear that if a vice president lies or engages in a conspiracy to cover up the incapacity of the president of the United States, if you do that with a cover-up of the president of the United States, it's grounds for impeachment immediately and removal from office, because that's what they did.
Shouldn't Mike Pence have done that?
Shut up, Donnie.
Oh, God. Jody, I just hope they're... Hi. I have an amazing array of beaver wares.
I'm looking at that right now.
I actually like that.
Thank you.
I like that shirt.
And Portland Sexy Liberal. Thank you, Portland. We love you, Portland. Another fantastic show. Oh, can I just tell you how funny the Portland audience is?
Uh-oh.
I said, I've already gotten so much beaver here. Portland, thank you, Oregon. And I said, nice beaver, Portland. And it, as one, all went, thank you, we just had it stuffed. Literally the entire audience yelled, thank you, we just had it stuffed. Awesome.
They know their
That's
stuff.
That's Portland.
Yep.
And can I just say, oh, my God, Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer were fantastic. I am so endlessly grateful to the people that come out and do this with
us. Rachel as filthy mouth as...
Oh, she's a potty mouth.
Good.
She's fantastic.
Good.
Yay.
I love that about her.
I'm not supposed to say this out loud. I know Bob Seska says not one balloon. But Tom Hartman, who's smarter than all of us put together, says he thinks it's going to be a blowout for Kamala.
I'm just saying, and Rachel agreed. I know. No balloons. Don't get happy.
Don't get happy. Don't count on it.
And you know what? New York Times can suck my...
No kidding.
There's like one poll. Everybody freaks out.
Those polls are designed to keep us in line.
And actually, I prefer us terrified in election day.
Yes, it is better.
ABC News tweeted, Kamala Harris leads Trump by slight 4 percentage points, 50-46 in this poll, among all adults and registered voters alike, and by 6 points among likely voters in the latest ABC News Ipsos poll. While those numbers are virtually identical, closer assessment shows movement to Harris in some groups when comparing all adults with likely voters, notably those younger than 40, women, younger women in particular, and black people.
Yep.
Did J.D. Vance say something not only douchetastic, but also kind of patrascending, both patronizing and condescending about...
Which time? He said many things like
this
that.
This is unearthed new video that we got.
Oh, it was also Jesse Waters. Just that smug, condescending, oh, the little ladies will get over it. This isn't an issue anymore.
Oh, yeah, the abortion thing, yeah.
There, little ladies will get over all this by November.
Yeah, Jessica Tarlov wasn't having any of that.
She's our new best friend.
I wish she could be on the show.
And my best friend, she came by and said hi to us once.
Yes, by that, right. And okay. I went, oh my God, we love you. We play you so much all the time. She's like, I know.
I wish she could be on the show.
I know.
Yeah, she said she couldn't be, but she really appreciated it.
Stupid Fox News, stupid. You don't own her, you stupid Fox News.
She signed a contract.
She's making a nice living.
She signed a contract, so they kind of do
stupid.
Own her.
They own at least her work life.
Yeah. I know. I wish she could be on the show.
Free Jessica Tarlov. Free Jessica Tarlov.
Yeah, come on over to Progressive Talk Radio where there's so much money.
Yeah, there's so much. See how many of us are here?
By the way, did I see the Russian, those right-wing podcasters were getting $400,000 a month from Russia?
Yep.
I said this Saturday, I would suck George Soros for like $200,000
a year.
Right?
You would really do that to George Soros?
Yes, I would take one for the team.
Really?
Okay.
I'd do it for a year's worth of that.
$1,000 a month? Oh, traitors to the United States of America. Okay. Chris, just when I say we've hit the stupidest part of the stupid timeline, I only take one day off, and so where did this start? Also, J.D. Vance and the official something... Republican account and then Trump that Haitian immigrants are eating
cats
yes
pets in Ohio
yes
because
and Ohio officials
here's the difference.
From the state on down said no
police
this
officials
didn't
are like
happen
no this isn't a thing
right
I
it started with one Russian sourced Facebook group and then it went viral after that
is J.D. Vance trying to win back the cat vote? Is that what's going on? He's like, no, I care about the cats.
He doesn't care about cats.
He couldn't care less about cats.
Okay, here's the difference.
We know what he doesn't. He doesn't like peas.
Here's the thing, a difference between Sony 16. Remember we were like, oh, that's ridiculous. Even if you hate Hillary Clinton, you don't really think she's running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor basement that has no base, do you?
They did.
Yes, they do.
I mean, the story of this whole time in our political life is how completely bat crazy, I don't know, some segment of the population has gone. Mm-hmm. They will literally believe any, I mean, because these are not just fringe people.
No.
Right? This is, the official account of the House Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. Dear Jesus. Yeah, Jen Psaki traced the origins of this insane story consuming MAGA influencers and lawmakers that Haitian illegal immigrants are killing and eating pets in Ohio, suggesting the totally false and completely xenophobic talking point was proof the pro-Trump Republicans are just plain weird. Can they get any weirder? There was an AI generated. I feel like I'm going to get stupider just by the end of this story.
Yes, you are.
There was an AI generated image of Trump wading in a body of water, cuddling a duck and a kitten that said, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio. I don't, this is
what?
Not, is this,
I had ducks and cats at
Ted
my
Cruz
house.
Ted Cruz shared the image of two kittens saying, please vote for Trump so Haitian immigrants don't eat us. Elon Musk shared the screen grab. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's against propaganda on his platform.
Right, on Twitter. Right. How's he doing on shutting that down? Mm. Okay, so yeah, it's once again police sources had to say, Haitians are not eating your pets. Okay. Oh, speaking of police work, guess what I've been doing, Jody?
Oh.
Well, Chris was Lacey yesterday. Can I have my Dragnet music?
I've
been doing some
Lacey.
Police. I've been doing some police work because you know.
Harvey.
Who told you move, Harvey? My husband Harvey. Okay, so you know I had a home invasion last Monday.
Oh, yes.
Two guys broke into my living room with a crowbar while I was sleeping. Why? Because I go to bed at ass o'clock. I forgot to turn the Simply Safe system on like an idiot.
That's your fault.
My lights were out at slightly before ass o'clock.
Like at 4
So they assumed no one was home.
Right.
Bonnie and Clyde scared them away, though. Anyway, here's the thing. So I bought some video footage from my house, and then my two fantastic neighbors got me even better footage. Because so they came and left on scooters. So Chris LeBoy, or as I like to call him, Lacey.
Mm-hmm. My husband, Harvey.
Yesterday, I did not know this, but scooters, you know, not only do you, you know, have to use a credit card or something to get them.
Uh-huh.
because I see them at the base
they
over here every day.
They do.
And the video footage shows them leaving and coming back, you know, arriving and going back in that same direction. Anyway, Chris said the scooter companies can place exactly where they are at exactly what time. So if we place those scooters, right there,
Jacques,
at that time, and we have them on tape,
and we
entering
know
and leaving
credit
my
card
house,
they used to rent it.
Going down, mother. That's right.
You're going to hit them.
You're no match for Cagney and Lacey.
You're
radio,
all the rookies.
Of basement radio. Chris LeBoy and I are Cagney and Lacey of basement radio.
You're the rookies.
Sort of like Barney Miller and Fish.
There
so
you go.
I sent all the footage to, I call him Alex. He's my personal detective.
Why haven't you
Do not underestimate flirting.
Why haven't you introduced me to Alex?
I don't know what his deal is. Well, they originally lost the footage, so Alex.
I want to meet this Alex if you're
And his partner came and got the footage.
Alex
and so
his partner.
Now, well, you know.
Was a lady partner.
Police partner. No,
police
partner.
Oh, okay. So like Barney Miller.
Yeah, they came and got my footage.
Fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
fish.
A little flirting.
Really?
He was very sweet. He was got right back to me. He's like, because I said, have I watched too many cop shows? What about the scooters? And these shows, I think they can do facial recognition on the other footage I just got. So I was like, ha 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 ha, JQs. I'm like, have I watched too many cop shows?
He's like, yes,
and
you
he's
have.
He's like, LOL, no. And say hi to Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that's adorable. Okay, he likes you. He wants to date you.
I just want him to find my burglars and put them in jail.
I'm and a then you can I'm date a... him.
I will
marry
date
him.
The night of the thing, there was a lady and a man cop, and I asked them both to sleep over. Was that saucy of me? I was just... You know, you can
scared.
Play the vulnerable chick card anytime.
I
had neighbors offer to have me come sleep over there. Rob and Trish of...
Rob and Trish.
And I said, oh, finally, the three-way we've been dreaming of for years.
Why haven't you three had a three-way?
We're too old, too tired. Could have 20
and
years
there
ago.
Is that. We met. There is that.
Yeah.
Trust me, I had a conversation with an old friend of mine yesterday. I'm like, I'm just tired.
Remember Joan Rivers said when you were first married, it seemed to play catch me, and then you're older, you're like, catch me, can I catch you tomorrow? Okay.
I need a nap.
How All old right. is this Alex fella?
Wow, Chris, you are really, I have piqued your interest suddenly.
Yes, you have. A cop? A detective?
I may have gotten
really?
A little pushy now. I think I said I'm 10 videos this morning.
Oh.
Hi, Alex. Any progress?
Dear Alex.
Penny for your thoughts.
Dear Alex, I was just thinking about you. Maybe you could look over this stuff.
All right.
Love, Steffi.
Speaking of dumb stories, Jonathan tweeted, my daughter just texted that she's opted in for the transgender surgery at the high school nurse's office. Oh. She's like fifth in line. It's going slow because they're using staplers and erasers.
Because it's not a thing.
The stupidest story in the stupidest timeline ever.
Not a thing.
And using baby aspirin as anesthesia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can't afford, they have to buy their own pencils, really? Right. They have surgeons standing by. I can't.
How
many IQ points do you think we've lost? Have they done any polling on that, just covering this for...
I used to be in Mensa.
This is a Mensa meeting with fart jokes.
It is.
I tried to get a contact high from Tom Hartman. He wrote like five more books just in my intro.
Well, yeah,
while
Saturday he was just
night.
Sitting there.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do I feel nervous like I'm debating tonight? Oh, my God, can we please send some love and light and thoughts and prayers? And
she'll be fine.
To the vice president tonight.
She's going
to
be
well,
great.
I was saying to Chris yesterday, it's not even debating. It's like I
we do a whole show after you leave.
Yeah, sorry.
I know.
You already left.
I do a show at home by myself with the cats, so there's that.
But it's just, it's like dealing with a rabid animal. Like, he's not even a... Ugh. That's the thing. And you know the fact that the moderators aren't going to be of any help.
Nope.
And it's just... I don't know.
She's going to be fine.
She'll be fine.
She's going to wipe the floor with him.
I think so. I think she should bring... Well, you know, she had Kavanaugh and Bill Barr's balls in her drawer. I think she'd make them into clackers and just put it on the podium. Just clack, 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 clack.
And I read this morning, I believe, that ABC might turn the mics back on, so...
Ooh, I think she's going to make him cry.
No, she's going to make him say some words that he doesn't want to say in public.
Okay. Well, anyway, I am nervous.
She's going to be great.
I told you, I debated with her on Larry King. We debated noted douchebag Dennis Prager. You cannot lose a debate with Kamala Harris on your side. I'm just saying. I have every confidence
in
her.
She's very wise.
But she just, it's the media does not, they grade him on such a curve that it's like, oh my God. Lawrence calls it sane washing.
Yes.
They sane wash everything he says, and everything he says is completely a lie or bat crazy. Mm-hmm. And it, okay.
I think Aaron Rupar coined it first.
Did he just threaten every American while I was gone, by the way?
Always.
Okay. With jail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a lot to cover. We have Rude Pundit, and we have Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter.
Yeah.
Very exciting. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Cozy Earth. I need all the coziness I can get in bed, right?
Right.
I took my olive green Cozy Earth pajamas.
Oh, my God.
And John Fugelsang and Ron Hartenbaum, the guy who owns the show, came to my hotel room after the show.
Of course they did.
We had a little bit of wine. A little bit of... Why is my voice getting like...
I don't know. Why are you sounding like...
Anyway, they both complimented how sexy and soft my Cozy Earth pajama. It was the short sleeve ones, Chris, of course, because it's hot as Satan's balls now.
Right.
Yeah. The long pants, but the short sleeve. Okay. Those are my summer ones. Nice. I got the long. I have an embarrassing amount now. I have the black. I have the blush color. I now have the new olive green. It's very exciting. And the bamboo sheet set, I mean.
Come on.
The comforter cover, like butter, right?
Yeah.
Right now, Cozy Earth products crafted with commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
A major meow moment.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Or as Tom Brokaw would say, oh, lady, got me hot all I lost my. Is that too much of a dream that he gets that he sings this? Could we get him to a sexy liberal to sing this?
I don't think he's made too many appearances anymore.
By the way, yeah. Mark Hamill will join us for L.A. Sexy Liberal. We are building an amazing panel for L.A. Sexy Liberal. Polly said, we knew we had Luke Skywalker on our side, but who knew we'd get Darth Vader, too?
Yeah, and Darth Vader just died.
I know. James Earl Jones. I meant the real Darth Vader, Dick Cheney.
Right.
That was one of those I thought was a fever dream. I'm like, did Liz and Dick Cheney just endorse Kamala?
They did.
Huh? Welcome, Dick
Cheney. I know. It was weird.
They're going to turn on us.
It was weird.
You don't agree with them on anything except that.
What's next? Satan calling from hell?
Hello. She's also supporting Colin Allred.
I endorse Kamala Harris. Donald Trump is just too evil for me.
Pretty much.
Also, Donald Trump's mother sucks in hell.
Oh, you missed the joke about Satan yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I did that until on Portland Sexy Liberal, but you guys don't listen to me, so you stepped on my joke.
Whatever.
About Satan calling from hell to endorse Kamala Harris, which they thought was hilarious.
It was funny.
This is why I need to leave the studio to get the respect that I'm entitled to.
It was a thing.
Sure, it happened.
Hello, it's Satan.
Often I can whip out the Linda Blair voice.
Got it.
I looked like her when I was younger.
Jenny in Indiana. Hello, Jenny. Jenny.
Hello, yeah, it's me.
Hi.
I live near, I think it's Gary, actually, so oh. I'm near Chicago, but I can't take Karen's already...
Oh.
Patented Karen from Chicago. Oh,
okay.
So I just took Jenny from Indiana. So
okay.
Here I am.
All right. Hi.
So what I wanted to talk about was this story about DJ Vance eating the Haitians, the thing about the Haitians.
No, J.D. Vance is not eating Haitians. He claims that Haitians are eating Ohio
pets. Right. I know. Right.
Although I wouldn't put it past J.D. Vance to eat Haitians because he's just that weird. But okay, go ahead.
Well... So, first of all, that's crazy. I mean, I when I saw it, I don't know why that story hit me more than others.
Yeah, because it's maximum
whole,
crazy.
It's not even just, but it's the whole, like, people, it's not just the racism, but people already have weird assumptions about the Haitian community
anyway,
kind of.
You're right.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and it's just...
And that's what I heard.
It's making immigrants into monsters, yeah. And they're
way,
not.
This is just campaign season.
Right.
It's, you know, here come the caravans, here comes the blah, blah, blah.
Here come the cat-eating Haitians,
right.
You know.
Right, yeah. Yes, exactly. Also, I miss that Donald Trump will not be sentenced, so we're going to have to sentence that org.
All right. Like I said yesterday, that's not the hill I'm going to die on.
Yes.
So
what hill are you going to die on? I need to know specifically.
The hill I'm going to die on is that we need to win this election.
Yes.
Right.
Andrew Weissman calmed me. He said, regarding Judge Mershon, people need to realize by putting the sentencing off for now, Mershon has kept the Supreme Court's hands off the verdict pre-election.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And so the folks saying this is a big win for Trump are missing that this has significant downsides for him, as the criminal verdict is alive and well without political interference pre-election, as we see in the Florida case, in my opinion. And then our friend Brett at Midas Touch said, my probably unpopular hot take is this is actually better, takes away his talking point, removes Trump campaigning on his sentencing, fundraising on his sentencing. He'll still try it, but it won't be as effective, prevents Trump from rallying people to his side as a martyr, keeps focus on the election and the January 6th case in the interim.
All of that.
And I trust Kamala Harris to prosecute the case
tonight. She's going to be great.
Yeah. So there. Rude Pundit coming up next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are encouraging hunters to get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease this fall. Testing helps scientists understand CWD better. Public health officials say people shouldn't eat venison from a deer that's tested positive. Hunters should also tell the DNR about any sick or dead deer they come across. People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
Check the facts. Go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Tonight's presidential debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two cases are weighing heavy on the Sauk County community. First, the disappearance of Elijah Vu. The three-year-old was living with his mom in Wisconsin Dells in February. He was allegedly in the care of her boyfriend in Manitowoc County when he went missing. His mother is in jail for child neglect. Investigators have focused their searches in the Two Rivers area for months, and over the weekend, remains were found. It's not yet known whether they belong to the child. Officials in Manitowoc County say identifying the remains will be a lengthy process. There's currently a memorial with teddy bears and flowers at the building where he used to live with his mother in the Dells. Neighbors say they just adored him. Meanwhile, after over a week of searching, officials found remains in the Wisconsin River yesterday. Over Labor Day weekend, three swimmers went into the river in Spring Green. One managed to escape the current, another was rescued by boaters, and the third, a 24-year-old man from Richland Center, never surfaced. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author, comedian Roger Rittenhouse, who will discuss his new book, Big Techs. And Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison drops by to discuss their upcoming slate.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.samhsa.gov.
So the G6 committee of political thugs and losers gets together and they investigate J6 for years, destroyed the lives of many people. And now it was revealed fairly recently that they destroyed and deleted all documents, all evidence, all proof. They don't have anything. You know why? Because a lot of it pointed to Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, this is a challenge with the debate. Literally, almost everything he says is a completely provable lie.
All she has to do is
he just keeps repeating. He just keeps repeating it, that they destroyed the evidence, that it pointed to Pelosi. No. Okay, I need to get rude. That's what
I
need.
Hey, rude.
Yeah, that guy.
I've heard of him. Bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Back out and let Freddy in.
Remember to let her joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hi, Rude. Thanks for switching days so that Jody and I might whore around with different men. So she could whore around with Charlie Pierce yesterday, and I could continue to whore around with you because I take Mondays off after Sexy Liberal, and I was missing you and your filth madly.
I miss being a throuple with Jody and Chris.
Well, there is that. Yeah, whatevs. Whatevs. Hi, good morning. Happy debate day. Hiya.
Happy debate day. I had to get Chris to absolve me, though, because I can't watch it live.
Yeah.
I have a ticket to see St. Vincent, and I...
I told him to go see St. Vincent.
You got a ticket to nowhere, mister. Your job is to watch this debate.
I'll watch it after, I promise.
Here is our concern, as always. You wrote a great piece, Note to Corporate Media. You don't have to act like Trump and Vance are serious people. I was saying, you know, I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell that coined sane washing. And they do it in coverage, in the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, let us say, and why not, the Democratic vice president candidate Tim Walz is asked about his GOP counterpoint and declares in an interview, J.D. Vance's whole purpose in the world is to goats.
Huh.
So you see, he could. That's,
right.
He could. Yeah.
Just say it. Why not?
Because literally almost everything that Donald Trump says, as I just said, is a complete lie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much just, you know, and I know for sure that, you know, that Kamala Harris goes down on goats, you know.
Right.
It would be it's that level of stupidity in the lies. I mean, the sex change operations at school is just the strangest thing that anybody any parent with a kid in school is going to sit there and go, wait, they're giving bottom surgery, but they're not going to let my kid take Tylenol.
Right.
I mean, Rude, I was just saying this, that, you know, I hope that this is different than 2016, because I know we were like, who really would believe any of this stuff about Hillary, right? But you go, some percentage of the population has gone completely mad, because I'm like, does people really believe Haitians are eating their pets? You know, it's just, but you know, you have to go, I guess, because they wouldn't keep putting out these lies. I mean, Trump, as you said, the trans surgery, he just keeps saying it.
Yeah. Because all that matters is the reaction it gets. That's it. That's all he cares about. That it's picked up by the media that echoes him and that is constantly praising him.
You said we don't need reporting about how saying such nonsense affects voters. We need journalists saying that none of that is true and no one should believe it. You said it's actually objective reporting to say what they're saying is completely untrue. And it's completely valid to question other Republicans about what Vance has said and not let them get away with avoiding whether or not they think the whole purpose of the postmenopausal female is to help take care of grandchildren. I mean, they just get away with this. Oh, I didn't see that. Or, oh, I didn't hear that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look into it. I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. And it's like, no, you friggin' know what we're talking about.
Right. Frank Conniff said, good job, CNN, airing a live conference just long enough so we can hear a rapist insult his victims is some responsible quality news programming. You should all be so proud. 50 minutes. They carry him. She wouldn't be the chosen one, believe me. Like, she's not hot enough to rape.
Yeah, right.
But why do they take this live and just...
And why didn't they come back from that line at least and go, wait, did he just say that there are people he would choose to rape?
Right.
I mean, you know, because that's the implication of that. Well, you know, if I was going to rape someone, it wouldn't be her. You know, it's like, that's what you just said.
Right.
Or he thinks she should be grateful for him having raped her, you know, because that's another thing. Like, if I did rape her, I would have chosen her.
Right. I mean, you think that's only the third, you know, most despicable thing he said, I don't know, in that 3-hour period. I mean, it's not even like, you know, you just said, blah, 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 blah. Where are we? You said Trump likes to say that all of his incoherent, disorganized storytelling is called the weave by English professors, and he says it has a point. Let me assure you, as an English professor, no, really. It's not called that. The only weaving Trump is creating fiction out of lies, and the point is to spread hateful propaganda. The media, news media, should report that he's lying and then figure out if it's intentional or if he is in the head. There's only two, right? Those are the only two options.
Yeah, either he's deliberately lying, like about the 2020 election, deliberately lying to, you know, for his own advantage, or he's demented and actually believes these things.
And he's doing
and
it again.
Way, that's a threat. That's a threat to the country.
He's already putting out lies in advance about all the fraudulent ballots that are already blah blah blah. Yeah. I mean, it's just he's already.
Oh, and
I keep saying they're preparing to cheat. They're not preparing to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and the only way they can do that is if they have to win the House, and otherwise, that's the gambit. If they don't win the House, then there's no chance because he's out of power. Yeah, his goons and his idiot hordes can try to do something again, but you better bet that a Hakeem Jeffries, they're going to be ready.
Yeah. Well, he's going to make them try to shut the government down before the election. You realize that. Over this voter suppression bill that they're trying to, you know, that they know isn't going to pass. The Senator Biden's not going to sign it, but, you know, the Republican crazies in the House, right?
Yeah. Just try that. You have to have proof of citizenship before you go register to vote, as if a driver's license or whatever isn't that all right, as if we don't already do that when you go to register to vote.
Right.
Well, get an ID, driver's license or something.
Once again, no evidence that non-citizens vote in U.S. elections in any meaningful number. States typically have safeguards in place already to prevent them from doing so. I mean, it's just more of the same from the GOP. I mean, Mark Elias said Republicans have a three-part strategy for this November. Suppress the vote, challenge voters / intimidate election workers. 3, refuse certification. Democracy Docket is tracking and exposing their plans. I mean, God bless him, right? But,
go
ahead.
You know, there's the other strategy they could do, and Mitch McConnell kind of gave this away when he said if the Democrats win everything, that they'll make Puerto Rico and Washington D.C. states, and then that will be 4 more Democratic senators.
Yay.
And I thought, well, why couldn't the strategy be? Why don't, obviously the population has changed, why don't you change? Why don't you try to appeal to people in Washington, D.C. as a party and try to get elected? But no, it's just easier to prevent people from voting or having any representation in the Congress.
Yeah. You finish up, the fact the GOP ticket consists of an elderly man plainly declining mentally and a guy who lies about women in order to enslave them to childbirth and childcare is the story that needs to be covered and simply isn't. And it turns out that J.D. Vance is f***ing goats. And yes, that deserves a mention, too.
All right.
That's the problem. We don't fight that way on our side with these ridiculous conspiracy theories, you know? I mean, okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, no, we don't, because we actually have a concept of shame.
Yeah. The couch thing had legs, though.
A little bit.
Well,
the couch thing was good, but I went with the goat thing because I just felt like the couch thing is played out.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A couch I mean, that's been up too many times.
Yeah. Well, all right, Vladimir Futon, whatever. Prove to us that you're not in couches. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Then it's time for at least the properly named love seat.
There you go.
He puts the love in the love seat.
Ew.
So, Rude, what are you thinking? What are you feeling tonight? I'm nervous, like I'm debating.
I'm nervous that she's going to give in to the people that say she shouldn't, she shouldn't get angry, she shouldn't attack, that she should just sort of, stay even keeled or whatever. And I'm like, no, don't you understand? We like the wrestling match energy of those early rallies and of the Democratic convention. That's what we want. We want you to go in there and we want you to destroy him. We want you to leave him a quivering mess. We want you to laugh in his stupid orange face. Mm-hmm. That's what we want you to do, because he's never faced anyone. They keep saying, oh, he's so experienced with debates.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, whenever he's debated Republicans, none of them have gone after him. They've given him, lots of leeway in what he says because they're afraid of alienating his voters. And then, and Biden was Biden. He was, he was, even in 2020, while he was sharper, he still wasn't as energetic. And Hillary sort of still stayed in that traditional Democratic, I don't want to appear a certain way to alienate people.
Yeah.
So this is the first time he's faced someone who is willing to take it to him and really, really be able to prosecute the case.
Well, and also, forgive me if I think like part of the polling that they're doing on their side is to try to say, like, oh, see, it was stolen. Look, Trump was winning. We talked about Saturday night in Portland, Nate Silver, and Kerry said it. Daily reminder that Nate Silver has no affiliation with 538 polling anymore. He works for Peter Thiel, who bankrolls J.D. Vance. Nothing he says can be trusted.
Right.
Yeah. I said that Saturday night. I have the opinion that he can suck my but my point is, because he's like, oh, Trump's going to win. Then everybody panics. And again, the ABC poll had her up 5. And I know it's so hard not to freak out about polls. But I was saying to, Chris earlier, I want us terrified. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. I absolutely think we should go in there thinking, my God, I'd better get out there and vote. I'd better turn in my ballot, or however you're going to do it. But but the way in which they are screwing with the electoral processes in states like Texas, and Georgia, it's like, okay, so concentrate everything on those democratically run states, so that are still on the edge of turning blue, completely blue instead of just purple, and really hit those hard, and you're good to go electoral college wise.
Right. Right. One last one. Rachel Bitticoffer, who joined us Saturday, said, I can understand why a crazed ex-president who committed crimes trying to illegally hang on to power, now running again and promising to end the constitutional order and imprison anyone who tries to hold him accountable, isn't front page hyperventilating news material. It just isn't going to be. I mean, they're just that's what I keep saying. We just can't count on them.
No. And I also think the Democrats need to stop trying to reach out and change Trump voters' minds. What they need to do is get those voters that don't vote and get them inspired to vote. That's who they should be reaching out to, and they should be coalescing the left. And it's just the same. Don't fall into that same pattern.
Yeah. I mean, so Afghanistan's going to come up tonight. Damn, I hope she just, really takes it to him on this, because several retired military officials, particularly in ones that worked with him, like McMaster, issued a letter of support of Vice President Kamala Harris. They said Vice President Harris is the best and only presidential candidate in this race who's fit to serve as our commander in chief. She demonstrated her ability to take on the most difficult national security challenges in the Situation Room and on the international stage. They placed the blame on Trump for putting service members in harm's way while he was in office, argued he didn't leave the Biden administration in a position to execute a withdrawal efficiently. Without involving the Afghan government, he and his administration negotiated a deal with the Taliban that freed
5,000 Taliban fighters and allowed them to return to the battlefield, the letter says. Then he left President Biden and Vice President Harris with no plans to execute a withdrawal and little time to do so. And he did it on purpose. And I hope that point is made tonight, Rood, where, you know, first of all, negotiating with the Taliban and cutting out the Afghan government was the biggest blunder. But he's on record as saying Biden was doing the right thing, withdrawing. He's like, oh, I didn't leave him any choice. I mean, he drew down so many troops so quickly. He did this on purpose. And it's just, go ahead.
And I hope she also, you know, John Fugelsang posted that great list of here's all of the foreign policy blunders. Here's all of the service people that died under Donald Trump, because he keeps trying to have this lie that nobody died, you know, or they didn't die in the last 18 months in office, or there was no wars or anything. It was like, dude, we were still in Afghanistan the entirety of your administration. And, you know, he just keeps this lie that things were better back when he was president. And there's only one person that it was better for, and it was him.
Yeah, and I hope she makes the point that tariffs are a tax on the American people. The American people pay them. It's just, you've got to, like, there's got to be some, like, I don't know, media, cite economists, cite anyone that goes, this is complete bull, right? Yeah. The tariffs are not going to pay for childcare or anything else. It's a tax on the American people. I mean,
or if he brings up that there's abortions after birth and say, no, what that is an absolutely tragic situation where a child is born that is not going to survive, and they have to decide if they want to keep a child on a baby on a ventilator or let the baby pass away like you would with any dying person.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's, well, we shall see. But it's just, I was saying, it is a challenge in that he just lies relentlessly. And now he's like a cornered rabid animal.
Yeah. So he doesn't care. That's the thing. He doesn't care if he's fact-checked.
Yeah.
He does not. So laughing in his stupid face is not a bad plan.
Because he knows whatever he says, his idiots will believe him. Right.
Right. And treat him like a freaking weirdo masturbating in the corner.
Well, on that note.
Yeah. We got to end there.
Yep.
That's a happy, clappy note.
Justice has been circling our nipples for like 8 years. I mean, we finally,
Was Jody about to say that's a happy ending?
I was about to.
When justice finally comes, it's going to be Mount Vesuvius, I tell you what. Okay. Goodbye. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Rude. Thank you.
We started with goats, and then we just went down.
Well, then we went there.
Okay. You know. 50 minutes after.
He is rude.
Yeah.
It's in his name.
You book the rude pundit, you're going to get rude.
You're going to get rude.
It's in his name.
And punditry. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Corrido Mobile.
Oh!
Yes, I know, Jody, did a really good job when she fit in for me.
I'm very supportive of that. Listen, I know she's smarter and better than me in every way, and I should learn not to compete with her. She always wins.
She does.
She knew about Corrido Mobile 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Fine.
You sound fine.
I'm fine. Anyway, Corrido Mobile is the sexiest of liberal companies, the nation's only progressive phone company. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU. You get to vote because this is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Thank you.
Someone once said that.
Yes. Join Corrido Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. Let's go saving, baby. Both the world and money. But yeah. CorridoMobile.com. For back to school, Corrido Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them, and they'll donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Yay! CorridoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Highbrow, lowbrow, unibrow. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Moni and Mommy's Little Protector Puppies, Bonnie and Clyde. Oh.
What?
Yes, I had a home invasion, and Bonnie and Clyde, my little 10-pound dogs, scared them off. And, right, we were saying about the right-wingers, like, why didn't you get a gun? And I'm like, I did on stage Saturday night, me with a gun. Stop, Bonnie and Clyde, get off my ankle. Bam. Shoot myself. Yeah. I'm just saying. Bonnie and Clyde saved the day.
Okay.
I don't need a gun.
No.
I'm too spazzy. You've seen me dance.
Guns not good.
Yeah.
Guns not
Anyone
good.
That's seen me dance would be like, no. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is how you say thank you to your little protector pups.
Yeah.
Right? They would do anything for you. You need to do everything for them.
That's right.
Give them the best food in the world. It is made of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. All superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, all that flavor. Bam! Packed in there. All the nutrients. All of it.
All of it.
Get it. 54% off Nature's Blend right now on a free bag of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 57 minutes after the hour, Rocky in Chicago real quick. Hey, Rock. Hello, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, people. Love you guys. Love you forever. And when Jody was mentioning about Kamala mopping up the floor with Donald, you know, mopping up the floor, I was just going to say she should come out with a wash bucket like Jody's mom used to.
Like the charwoman. TV
got
show.
It, yeah. That would be funny.
And, I don't think she'd be so glad they had this time together, though.
No, I don't think so.
She'd be like, I'm not glad we had this time together at all.
No, not even close.
You are a traitorous douchebag.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's one-on-one debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is a live.